Doing His Best by Elihu Burritt. Luke Varnum was 15 years old when many of the boys and all the men of the village in which he lived shouldered their guns in 1776 and marched off to war. Luke was lame, so he was left at home. With a heavy heart, he saw the others march away. It was hard not to go with them. Perhaps he thought bitterly of his lameness and felt that one who could not be a soldier was of no use in the world. We shall see if he thought rightly. The men had been gone an hour and a half when three horsemen galloped up to the door of the village blacksmith's shop.
"Hello," said one. "Is there anyone here who can set a shoe?"
"I think I can," said Luke. "I often tend the fire for Jonas and have seen him do it."
Luke started up the bellows and soon had a bright fire. He found a few nails which Jonas had left and made two more himself. Just at this point, a fourth horseman appeared, walking his horse slowly toward the shop.
"I see that you have found a forge," he said, as the others saluted him. "It is well for my horse, for I could not ride her 5 miles farther unshod."
Luke pared the horse's hoof and measured the shoe. He found it too large. He heated it white and bent it to the proper size. Then he nailed it on and, for pride's sake, used first the two nails which he had made himself.
"It isn't done very well, I know," he said, "but I have done my best, and I think the shoe will do."
"It will do very well," said the rider. "And without it, my horse would be useless."
He then mounted his horse and rode away with the soldiers. But one of them lingered a minute and said to Luke,
"Boy, no 10 men can serve their country so well today as you have done. The rider of that horse is Colonel Warner."
When you read some day in books of history how Colonel Warner reached the battlefield of Bennington with his regiment just in time to save the day, you must remember Luke Varnum. He did what he could, and although it was a little thing, yet it helped to gain a great victory. This has been Laura's Voice, production copyright 2017. Thanks for listening.